rest of the story. The snow was falling heavily now on the buildings of Bryn Mawr College. Most everyone was safe inside, but the few students returning late that evening to Penn East dorm were greeted by a remarkable sight. A statue, or something that appeared to be a statue, had been installed on the dormitory roof. No one had heard of plans to do so. It had, it seemed, simply been done. The dorm residents would surely have objected if given the chance, but the figure was far too large for the position it occupied, was also considerably off-center, but nevertheless there it stood, the shape of a naked woman in a defiant pose, head lifted, arms stretched downward, slightly back, covered with snow by now, of course. One student, bundled in overcoat and muffler, paused directly beneath. He said, "That looks just like Kathy." And her friends agreed, never imagining the rest of the story. That the statue atop the roof of Penn East dorm was Kathy. As the blizzard took hold, she'd removed her clothing, crawled out her window, climbed the trellis, curious to know what it would feel like to become a snow woman. No one was really surprised to hear what she had done. It was merely the latest in a series of stunts performed by a young lady who was quickly becoming known as the campus oddball. Nudity figured prominently in her antics. She'd already conspired to have herself photographed nude in her dorm room. More than once had been observed swimming naked in the fountain outside the school library. Kathy was forever breaking curfew, was once suspended for a week after being discovered smoking in a school stairwell. And then arrived the inevitable letter from Kathy's dean addressed to her parents. It described increasing misbehavior, declining grades. It suggested that Kathy would perhaps be happier someplace else. Now, Kathy's mother didn't lecture her. Because Kathy's mother had been a girl attending Bryn Mawr before the turn of the century. And it seems that Kathy's mother had nothing else in mind but to shock the establishment. That Kathy's mother took every opportunity to make a spectacle of herself. In the side saddle era, she charged down Main Street astride her horse. At a time when cigarettes were viewed as immoral, she smoked. One day she realized not only was she compromising the school's good name, she was demeaning the cause of higher education for women in general. And that's when she reformed. That Bryn Mawr student was Kathy's mother, but Kathy was so impressed by the story that she reformed as well. She threw herself into her studies, and so vigorously that within that same semester, her grades had risen to honors level. And similarly, throughout the remainder of her college career, Kathy did indeed distinguish herself. And from then on, and on, and on. For once upon a time, there was a spirited young college student who smoked in the stairwells and swam nude in the library fountain, and who once, inspired by a blizzard, even transformed herself into a snow woman on the roof of her dormitory. You never met that girl. But you know well the opinionated, independent, gleefully eccentric actress Kathy became. Katharine Hepburn. And now you know the rest of the story.